Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. I'm your host, Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. The reason that I'm so passionate about this work is through my years of practice, I've seen clients make remarkable changes in their lives using these modalities. And now I'm excited to have the opportunity to share these modalities with you. In today's episode, we will be discussing negative thinking, how it most likely assisted us in our survival as a species, and how to work towards changing negative thinking into helpful thinking. You will also have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session designed to assist you in developing more helpful thinking. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find blog posts and all previous episodes of the podcast. On the site, you'll also find the web store that contains premium hypnosis programs that assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as dealing with breakups, connecting with gratitude, stopping smoking or vaping, weight loss, anxiety reduction, inner child healing, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. How many thoughts do we think in a day? There are many theories, but estimates believe that it's anywhere from 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And of those, approximately 80% are negative, and 95% of those thoughts are repetitive. Negative thoughts are actually very normal. And most of our so-called negative thoughts are simply our inner reflections of our emotions and our feelings. Negative thinking evolved out of necessity. It is played an intrinsic part of our survival as a species. Negative thinking helped us to prepare for the worst, to help us to survive. It is our brains taking inventory of our environment and keeping us alert towards that which may be dangerous. Do you notice how quickly the mind forgets positives and how it always focuses upon and remembers the negative? While negative thinking may have been important to our survival, it can be very limiting when you're working towards self-actualization and developing a successful life. When we are thinking negatively, we're focusing on that which may be threatening or dangerous. This can activate the fight, flight, or freeze response. This is acceptable if there's an actual threat or danger present, but when there's no actual danger, it's unnecessary. Some negativity can help us to be resourceful. It can assist us with taking inventory of our life and coming up with appropriate responses to situations. Oftentimes, you hear people say, "Oh, just think positively and everything is going to be okay." And yet, when people work to think more positively, oftentimes, the negativity still remains. Don't get me wrong, positive thinking is wonderful and very beneficial, but it's incomplete. Positive thinking does not fully address the part of the mind that is experiencing the negativity. Therefore, it is important to acknowledge and address any negativity that you're experiencing. And you can acknowledge and address any negativity by challenging the negative thoughts, changing your perspective of the situation by connecting with more positive or more neutral thinking. This is referred to as helpful, healthy thinking. Thinking that is not stuck in negativity and takes all sides into consideration. It's okay to feel negative from time to time. It is normal to feel angry when boundaries are overstepped or when you've had an argument. It is normal to think negatively if you're going through a challenging experience. But you can learn to move through the negativity by looking at the entire situation from a bird's eye view. Looking at the negative, looking at the positive, and looking at the situation in a neutral way. Seeing all sides of the situation and beginning to change your perspective of it. This is a much more balanced approach to seeing life. Our thoughts have a huge impact on our mental health. What we perceive regarding a situation affects how we feel. Our actual perception of an experience is based on all of our previous experiences. Our brain is continually learning based on the experiences that we have had in our lives. This creates what is referred to as our map of reality within the subconscious mind. Based on our previous experiences, we begin to attach emotions to triggers and events in the outside world. When something happens in the outside world, we begin to interpret that event based on all of the previous knowledge that is stored within the subconscious mind. And when these interpretations are negative, it can have a huge impact on the way that we feel as well as our thinking. Some unhelpful thinking styles that people develop are overgeneralization, discounting any good things that may be happening in life, making the problem seem bigger through magnification, or catastrophization, where they will imagine the worst-case scenarios. Personalization is also common. People can blame themselves or others for a situation. So, how do we change negative thoughts into helpful thoughts? It takes practice, but thoughts can be changed. You can learn to adapt to a new way of thinking, to avoid the mental pitfalls of negative thinking, to overcome the mental traps that keep you stuck, and to pull back and to see everything from a higher perspective and awareness. In a few moments, you'll have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session designed to assist you in overcoming negative thinking and connecting with helpful thinking. Before we begin, I'd like to break down this technique for you. The first step of this technique is to develop internal awareness of your thoughts and self-talk, taking notice of any negative thoughts that may be present. We'll begin to observe and notice how those thoughts lead to negativity. And I will ask questions that will assist you in identifying these thoughts and tracking them through. In the next step, we'll begin to challenge the thoughts through a series of questions. And in the last step, we'll develop more helpful ways of thinking through positive statements and affirmations and changing the point of view on the situation, coming up with a more helpful thought that is neutral and takes everything into consideration. Are you ready to relax and let go so that you can begin to transform negative thinking into helpful thinking? Good. Then let's begin. Find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly. Deeply. let every breath move you further and deeper into relaxation. With your eyes closed, just relax your eyelids, relaxing them so completely that it feels as though it would be impossible to open them. And that feeling of relaxation, or perhaps a comfortable, tired feeling, or a pleasant, heavy sensation, whatever the feeling is in your eyelids, simply allow the feeling to multiply. To magnify, to become greater, that's right, this is something that you do, nobody else can do this for you. So you take your time and you pleasantly relax your eyelids. And as you relax your eyelids, you can allow the feeling of relaxation that is now in your eyelids to flow outwards in all directions, as in imaginary waves and ripples. Allow the feeling of relaxation to move outwards to the entire facial area, allowing it to move through your entire head, just thinking about relaxing your head. You can enjoy the relaxation as it moves down your neck and into your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands, just welcoming a wonderful feeling of relaxation as it goes down the entire body, to the legs, to the feet, all the way down, down into the toes, completely and pleasantly relaxing the entire body. Just let yourself slow down a little bit. And then slowing down just a little bit more. And as we go along, and as I continue to talk to you, you can continue to allow yourself to slow down just moving deeper and deeper into relaxation. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as you hear every descending number, just feel yourself slowing down a little bit more with every number. At the number 1, you can enter your own natural level of relaxation. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You're now at your own natural level of relaxation. And from this level, you may move to any other level with full awareness. And you may function at will. You are completely aware at every level of your mind, even though the body is relaxed and may feel asleep. You can accept or reject anything, even while you're in this state, because you're in complete control at this level or at any other level. You can accept the suggestions that are positive for you here today. That's right. You can act upon these suggestions that are designed for your success to achieve your goals and your ideals. You can begin by allowing yourself to develop an internal awareness of your thoughts, of the inner dialogue. And notice a specific thought that is present, perhaps on a day-to-day basis, that you perceive as negative. Just notice that thought that leads to negativity. Just begin to notice those thoughts. What thought are you thinking? How does that thought make you feel? What do you perceive is going to happen? What do you expect to happen? Take a deep breath and relax. Now, let's begin to observe this thought and begin to challenge it. Is this thought 100% true? Is there any evidence that this thought is true? What's the evidence that this thought is not true? Is this negativity based on the way that you feel instead of facts? Are there times and places where this thought is not true? if this negative thought is connected to a worry or a fear about something that could possibly happen in the future, if this thing did happen, what could you do to cope with it or handle it? And are you confusing possibility with certainty? It may be possible, but is it likely? When you begin to challenge and question the thoughts, you can begin to recognize that there are other ways of perceiving things, other ways of looking at things. Now, take a moment and come up with a more balanced thought. Really pull back and see the entire situation from a bird's eye view. That's right. And recognizing that the current situation and where you are in your life right now is simply one frame of film in the entire film strip that is your life. And when you begin to recognize this, you can begin to develop a new perspective, a new awareness. And with this higher awareness, you can begin to develop more helpful thinking, more balanced self-talk that can challenge those negative thoughts. Now that you've looked at the evidence, you can begin to perceive the situation in a new way. Just taking a moment and shifting your perspective. Coming up with more helpful thinking, affirmations that will assist you. I will provide you with some positive affirmations. You can choose to accept any of these positive affirmations. I am learning and improving every single day. I live fearlessly. I am resourceful, and I always find a way of overcoming any challenge that stands in my way. I am confident and capable. Every day, I take positive action steps to overcome challenges. Each day I make changes to improve the quality of my life. Every day I take positive action towards my goals. I have a creative mind, and my creative mind comes up with new ways of looking at things and doing things. I'm always motivated to take positive actions. I see the big picture, and I recognize that there is always a more positive or neutral way to see any negative situation. Now, take a deep breath in and just notice what has shifted within you. Having received these positive statements and affirmations, really recognizing which ones feel helpful to you and appropriate. If you so choose, you can give yourself this positive affirmation each and every day. Remember that where you are now in your life is simply one frame within the film strip that is your life. And when you take a moment and you pull back, you can see the whole picture. And when you see the big picture, it can help you in challenging your thoughts. You can see that any negativity that you're experiencing isn't true 100% of the time. You have a long life with many days, many hours, and many years. And you can always find the evidence when that thought is not true. There are always times and places where a negative thought is not true, even if there are times when it might be true. And shifting negativity is all about recognizing that life isn't necessarily black or white, that there are shades of gray, and that to change thinking, you need to take everything into consideration, that it's about working with your thoughts to begin to shift them into helpful thoughts, practicing this over time, learning to adapt to new thinking, new ways of thinking to overcome any negativity, to be able to pull back and see everything from these higher perspectives and awarenesses. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you can emerge from relaxation. And when I reach the count of 10, you can open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2 coming up, 3, 4, 5 feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed, 6, 7 coming up, 8, 9, and 10 eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. The more that we work with any negativity that we're experiencing, the more we can begin to transform it into more helpful thinking. The more that you use processes like this, eventually the mind will learn how to do this somewhat automatically. So it's a great idea to continue practicing with this technique. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it inspiring and informative. Subscribe so that you catch all of the upcoming episodes of the podcast. New episodes are released every Thursday. I hope that you'll join me again. If you'd like more information about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. And if you'd like to learn hypnosis for yourself or so that you can affect change in the lives of others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.ca. Take care, and may you be exceedingly well. Until next time.